Now there are a few recommendations that the ulama have put together that I think, and I believe that we will all agree, that we should try to implement in the month of Ramadan. Very, very important. We don't have much time in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan will be starting in the next Jummah. If we are alive or I'm alive, I will be sitting here. It will be the month of Ramadan. So a few days have passed by. So we don't want them to go and pass by without benefiting from those days and nights. So there are very special moments in the month of Ramadan that we should avail from. Alhamdulillah, most of us do. And maybe some of us do not, because we do not have the true understanding of that time. The shops open from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we arrive at the shop at 6 o'clock, it is closed. It is the same day, but there was a certain time in which we could shop in the shops, in the souq. Likewise, the whole month of Ramadan is open, but there are special doors that are open, special doors that we can benefit from. But if we miss that time, those special doors are closed. So we have to avail from that time and enter into the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat through those special, special doors. But before we do that, the month of Ramadan is holy, so we should be holy. The month of Ramadan is pure, so we should be pure. And I'm not talking about the purification of the visible, the zahir, the apparent. But I'm talking about the purity and the purification of the invisible, the batin, the thing that cannot be seen, and that is the soul. And we spoke about this a few weeks ago, that before the month of Ramadan arrives, all of us, we should make tawbah in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so our outside and our inside is clean, so we can stand in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we can communicate with Allah, we can present our needs in front of Allah in the nights and in the days. Very, very important. But there was a few things that I missed out upon in the previous lectures, and I would like to mention them now. And this falls under the banner of tawbah, to make a sincere repentance in front of Allah. Many of us have missed prayers in the past. Many of us have missed prayers in the past. Many of us do not wear the hijab. These are shortcomings. Do not become despondent. Allah is very merciful. Do not become despondent. So many shortcomings have been practiced in the past. Before the month of Ramadan arrives, those brothers and sisters that have missed out on a prayer, or prayers of 1 year, or 2 years, 3 years, 1 month, 2 months, they should make tawbah that, oh Allah, I'm going to make up for my prayers. This is the first component of tawbah, and the second component of that tawbah is that we start to make up for that prayer. So we start from now. That I missed 1 year, I missed 2 years, I'm going to start to make up for my prayers, and we start right from now. And when the month of Ramadan arrives, there are nawafil that are elevated in status. The ishraq, the salatul duha, the salatul awwabin, the salatul tahajjud. We do not pray them. But we replace them with the qada. Because a person will not be accountable if he does not pray a nawafil. But he will be accountable on the Day of Judgment if he has missed the farad. So we make up for the fara'id in the month of Ramadan. If a person passes away in this journey, and he has not made up for all his fara'id that he missed out upon, inshallah Allah Rabbul Izzat through His infinite mercy will pardon him. Because he started the journey. Just as the person who killed 99 people and then made it 100, and he started his journey, the condition was not met because he did not reach his destination, but because he started his journey, Allah Rabbul Izzat pardoned the person. Likewise, this is very, very important. If we have not paid zakat in the past, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we start to calculate. We should know the figure, the amount that we should pay, the amount that we should discharge from our capital. So our wealth and our capital can become purified and give that zakat before the month of Ramadan arrives. These are certain steps that we have to take to avail from the month of Ramadan. We don't want to step in the courtyard of Allah Rabbul Izzat without making tawbah. It is just like a person who is wearing filthy clothes and he knocks on the door of the king. And he wants the king to allow him to sit with him. It doesn't work like that. Allah Rabbul Izzat has a scanner, he has the vision, he has the power, the ability to see the visible, to see the invisible. So we have to be pure from both sides. So whatever shortcomings have been practiced that fall under the banner of Haqooqullah, and whatever shortcomings have been practiced that fall under the banner of Haqooqul Ibad, we should make up for them before the month of Ramadan. We taunted somebody, we hurt the feelings of somebody, we cheated somebody. Whatever we did to hurt another person before the month of Ramadan arrives, we approach that person and say, please forgive me, I forgive you, you forgive me. So let's start fresh because the month of Ramadan has arrived. These are certain steps that we should take. If a person is engaged in something that is haram that he cannot pull away from, he has engaged, he is involved in a haram that he cannot pull away from. For example, his sustenance is haram. He acquires his sustenance through the haram channel. Or he is given haram, taken haram. But because he is so engrossed in that, he is so surrounded that he can't pull himself away immediately from that, the scholars have said what he should do is,